it's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes, we're back on again, and good morning to all of you. If you're just joining us, if you had any questions about the election last night or anything else, you can give me a buzz, or you can call to Glenn Coble. Will be on after me about 12:15 today. Tomorrow, being Thursday, Glenn will have Swap Shop. Yes, indeed. You can get rid of your old stove and all your old merchandise at home. Yeah, Glenn will gladly get you on the air so you can sell it. Okay, now, what else can I tempt you with here? I've got, let me see, what prizes do I have here? I have to tell you right now. Whoops, just knocked over my water. Thank goodness the cap is on. Okay, here's a gift from Little Caesars, a gift from McDonald's, yeah, for about $5. And what else do I have here? Applebee's. I think that's probably $5 also. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So I've got three different things here. Let me see. Is it three or two? Three, yeah, okay. Applebee's, McDonald's, and Little Caesars. I've told you before, haven't I? The guy that owned Little Caesars died, of course, in Detroit, but he built a stadium up there, Little Caesars Stadium, and he contributed so much money to charities. What a guy, making it on $5 pizza. Isn't that something? Okay. Anything new, Glenn?
Yeah, that's the pickup folder. Those have already been given away.
Oh, crap. Oh, crap, yeah.
Here's the right folder.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Now
this is more like a zoo tickets. Yeah, back to the zoo tickets, folks. The zoo lights. Yeah, these are good. January 5th, the end. That's pretty good. I'm trying to give away things that already been given away. Okay, and I have all these zoo tickets, and I know you want to go to the zoo to see the zoo lights. Okay. Woo, boy, oh boy. All right. There we go. Okay. Now let's go back again, since I haven't awarded any prize since I've been on the air. Thank goodness. Okay, but I was telling you about the guy that owns Little Caesars. Gave so much money to the Detroit area. In fact, built a stadium called Little Caesars Stadium. Okay, now going back, we found out that brick building in Big Island was owned by Ohio Bell, the Ohio Bell Company. Okay, and the blowtorch used by a waiter or waitress is for creme brulee. What it did was burn the sugar on top of the creme brulee. All right, and let me see what else I've got here. Oh, the CDNM passed over the Scioto River at a little town south of Marion. What town would that have been? Or what's the name of the corn company that used to be North American? We got the egg company. That was Anderson Eggs. I knew him quite well. I think he's gone by now. But he, when he left, Anderson Eggs became a flea market. All right. What was the name of that corn company, though? North American, that used to hire a lot of school kids to work there to bag tassels. So the pollen didn't get mixed up on purebred corn. But what was the name of the corn company? All right, now let's see. What else can I ask you? Now, if you go to Morrow County or south of Galleon, you'll start seeing hills. Those hills are part of what mountains that go into Pennsylvania? What mountains? And I'll give you a choice of a couple. A couple of different mountains would still be accurate. And that's just the start of them, just east of Marion there, where you curve to go up to Galleon on 309. Right there's that huge hill. That's the first indication of the mountains of Pennsylvania. Which mountains? 7403-399-44. Okay, what else can I trip you up on? Something was put in gasoline years ago to keep your engine from going knock, 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 knock. What was put in gasoline to keep your engine from knocking? And no, it wasn't sugar or sand. Oh, one of the worst things that was ever done. As a terrible trick, mean trick, it would have, if caught, would have resulted in a very serious charge. People used to put sugar in gas tanks, and when you put sugar in a gas tank, it solidified the gasoline, and your car no longer would run. But thank goodness, people realize now if they do that, that is a very serious crime. All right, now, name the mountains that start in the east of Marion, in Morrow County. All right. Let me see what else I can ask you here. I know, I'll mention it, but I doubt if anyone knows. There used to be Seacam Park, which was the same as Crystal Lake Park. It was between Bucyrus and Galleon. It was owned by a man in Bucyrus. In fact, I bought some of the old lighting fixtures from Seacam Park. I need to know the name of the man. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, that corn place up there by north of Marion, that's DeKalb.
Yes, it was DeKalb. Yeah. Hey, would you like to go to the zoo?
Nah, not me.
Okay.
I was down there once and seen what I wanted to see.
Okay, that was good enough, huh?
Yeah, that was good enough.
Okay.
You got any food tickets left?
Any what tickets?
Food?
No, the food is all gone. I ate it.
No problem.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we'll get some food tickets eventually because I know how much you like to eat, how much everybody likes to eat. Wow. In fact, a sign that of progression in Marion is a new restaurant. Everybody wants a new restaurant. And we'll soon have one. The latest to be opened will be the Panda Express. Panda Express. Now, there's a bunch of them around Columbus. But the one out here seems to be going full tilt. I'm sure they're working pretty hard inside with all the plumbing and everything else. And outside, they're putting on a kind of a face indicating it looked like almost slabs of tile or something. But it's underway. And soon, maybe, the donut place there across the street or across the road from Carlisle, that might be a thing of the future. Haven't heard any. Oh, by the way, can you name, I don't know if I mentioned it, I might have mentioned it already on the air. Can you name the company that distributes all of Dunkin' Donuts products? Yeah, the company that distributes all of Dunkin' Donuts products. It's a well-known Ohio company. 740-383-9944, or name the mountains that begin in Eastern Morrow County. Let me see. Name the owner of Seacam Park. He was from Bucyrus, and his last name was I'm sure you don't know him. His last name had laughter in it. His last name had laughter in it. What was that man's name? Okay. Let me see. Here's a caller. Well, let me see. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Good morning. It's the plant over at Martell. I want to call it McMillan, but it's not McMillan.
No, it's called Manel, M-E-N-E-L-L.
Okay. Manel, okay. Well, my daughter is one of them that orders a lot of the ingredients over there.
I see.
And so it's quite interesting.
It's one of the biggest of its type in the whole country.
That's what they say.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much,
okay,
Charlie.
All right. See ya. Okay. Yeah. That is some operation. And you know, we got this tremendous operation there in the little village of Martell. And 7 days a week, the parking lot's filled with cars, workers. 7 days a week. Boy, they're doing big business. Of course, they supply a lot of restaurants with all kinds of ingredients. Yeah, Manel Milling. That's the biggest, largest company in America of that type. Now, they have companies all over America. It's a privately owned company, Manel Milling. They have one in Bucyrus that processes flour and Fostoria and, all over the place. Manel Milling, a privately owned, or I should say a family-owned company. Big time. Okay, now, there once was a place in Marion that hosted banquets of all kinds. Now, at one time, the YMCA did that, the new YMCA on East Church Street. That was big time. Everybody, we're going to the banquet? Yeah, where's it at? The YMCA, okay. But more than likely, if it was large enough, there was another place that held banquets. I got a picture of Louis Bromfield speaking in that banquet room. Now, where was it? 740-383-9944. All right. Where was that big banquet room in Marion where if you were having a big corporate banquet or something like that, it generally was held in this particular place? Access by an elevator. It gives you a hint. 7403. What did they have one at the YMCA? I don't know. The YMCA, the old one, as well as the new one, has a walking track. Yeah. How many use the walking track at the YMCA? It sounds like a lot of fun if you like to walk. Oh, and don't forget, too, this weekend, it's Saturday, is the Holiday Bazaar at the Clarendon Methodist Church, for sure. Okay, what else can I ask you that you don't know? I'm looking here. What did they put in gasoline to keep your car's engine from going knock, 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 knock? What was the ingredient in gasoline? I remember Sohio used to advertise the fact that not a knock occurred when you're using Sohio or Boron. Remember Boron gasoline? It was a, you know, division of Sohio. What'd Sohio stand for? Standard Oil of Ohio. All right. What was the name of the town south of Marion that the CDNM crossed the Scioto River. And the trestle, part of the trestle is still there that supported the bridge over the Scioto. Most of it's gone, but some of it's still there. What was the name of that town? Big time. They went sailing through there almost a mile a minute. The old CDNM. Okay. Let me see. What else do we have here? I think I've asked you this before. In fact, I know I have. What company in Marion made the handles on the Longaberger building, which has been sold and is now a hotel? Who made the handles on top of that? I once talked to a pilot who flew through those handles. It was illegal, but he did it. He wanted some excitement in his life, and he got it. Okay, but what company in Marion built those handles? They were made right here in Marion. Yep. Okay, let me see. What else? I'm looking at some little hints on questions I can ask you. Okay. Let me turn the page here and see what else I've got. I got tickets to the zoo, and don't forget. Okay. I'll name the two ladies that used to walk around Marion with their legs covered with newspapers, always carrying a basket full
of... Did you know Marion, Ohio is
fruit.
The popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
.180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
.150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and more questions. I've got tickets to the zoo for you. Okay, now, trying to think of another. The two ladies who travel around Marion carrying usually a basket full of fruit that was a little bit beyond being ripe, but that's what they lived on. What was their name? Start with the letter R. What would you find in Pennsylvania, especially in Lancaster County, on the sides of barns? A sign. What was that sign called? In Pennsylvania, on the side of barns. Usually, they were hand-painted in really interesting designs. Now, what was the name of those signs? 7403839944. All right. Let's see. For a long time, here's... I know what I wanted to tell you. Today, in the newspaper today, there is a story about a young lady who established a beauty shop in Marion. And it replaces the one there beside Carlisle. And this lady, she was originally Bob Sullivan's daughter. Now, Bob Sullivan, now get this. I used to listen to him when I was in high school. I would tune in 1490 to hear Bob Sullivan. He was the morning DJ. And then eventually I went to work there. 1952, and I was the morning engineer. I played the records for Bob Sullivan, who was the early morning announcer. Bob Sullivan, he had just got out of the Navy, and I can remember him coming to work in the morning with a kind of like a Navy, insulated Navy jacket and a thermos under his arm. And he'd set that thermos down and drink coffee all through his early morning show, which I played his records. Bob Sullivan. Later on, of course, he opened up LSY, Lord Sullivan and Yoder, remodeled that building, and now it's his daughter that's opened up this barber shop and is doing very well. But I thought it's so ironic that I worked once with her dad when he was not a big-time advertising specialist, but did become later. Bob Sullivan, and I can still hear him and see him with his blue jacket and his carrying a thermos under his arm to the early morning program. How many of you remember Bob Sullivan? Later on, it became LSY, Lord Sullivan and Yoder. How many of you remember the other advertising agencies in Marion? Like the one that advertised, if I can remember. It said, and we even have a tree in our front yard. He was talking about the New York City advertising agencies were all in cement. No trees, no bushes, no nothing. But in Marion, his advertising agency had a tree in the front yard. The building is still there, but it's not an advertising agency. It became McCullough at one point. I don't know what it is now. But when it was an advertising agency, they invited us over from the radio station, which is next door, over for tours. They had a barber chair up on the second floor. I thought, this is an advertising agency, and they got a barber chair here. And that was all an upwards attitude, in other words. They were enjoying doing the work they did as an advertising agency. And what was the name of that company? Now that its name, so, you know, I think their thing is still out in front. They're kind of like a little, not a statue, but a monument of some kind. But what was the name of that company? It dawns on me that I forget so much. What was the name of the company there? Right beside the old Scantlin Communication Company, where I worked for 10 years. 740-383-9944. If you can tell me the name of that company, I'll give you tickets to the zoo, and I've got a call already. Okay. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
You was talking about DeKalb.
Yes.
I worked there back in the 60s.
Oh, did you cover tassels with paper bags?
No, I had to go out and detassel, reach up, pull them down.
Oh, you cut the tassels off.
Yeah, you had the female males, and the ones that was infested with bugs, we had to pull out and then tear down.
Wow, interesting. So yeah. they hired a lot of kids to do that?
Yeah, they took us out on a farm wagon tractor, and we had a guy, our group leader, I forget his last name, his first name was Casey.
Did they give you something to eat?
And no, we packed our brown bags, and we made $1.25 an hour.
No kidding, $1.25.
Yeah, at that time.
Wow.
And they also had a hatchery out there.
Yes.
And my wife worked there.
That hatchery was Anderson's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had that hatchery, and that ammonia stuff from the chickens would just eat up her hide on her feet.
Yeah, I remember they took the manure and back in the woods there.
Yeah, and they had all that we was involved with that, too. So I just heard you talk about that listening this morning. So.
Yeah, that's something. That gave a lot of young people a job at $1.25. Not bad at that time. That was, what, the early 50s?
I was 65 when I was in.
Oh, 65.
Wow. Yeah, then I went from right there in that year, and then I went 66. I went to Wyandotte, and I was out there for 44 years.
No kidding. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah, so wow. I thought I'd just call in and put my two cents in.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you did. That's great.
We'll talk to you later, Charlie.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah. So they detasseled corn, so it would be when the silk came out, it'd be just what they wanted. Wow. $1.25 an hour. I was making, that was more than I was making it. Well, no, not quite. I was making 75 cents when I started the radio station. That's right. 75 cents an hour. I thought, oh, man, I don't care what they pay me. I just want to be in radio. Ooh, boy. I was making $1.25 an hour at the Seifert Hausmann Auto Parts Company and gave that up for 75 cents an hour. And I said I'd go to work at the radio station, but you just allow me to cut the grass. I'll do anything. I want to be in radio so bad. And here I am, about 100 years later. My goodness. Yeah, and my first job at the radio station was being a night watchman. And the rest of the people at the radio station used to make fun of me. There's Evers with his pistol, and my pistol was so heavy, I had it on a stretch. I had a belt that stretched, and my pistol stretched my belt down. And I also had a rifle. The rifle was used by the chief engineer to shoot groundhogs, usually, but he gave it to me to protect the station overnight. We never got robbed. The thieves were smart. But the radio stations that were robbed, the equipment was taken and sent to South America and part of some big scheme. And the one radio station was at Washington Courthouse. The other was at Mount Vernon. And we expected we would be next. But old Evers kept the thieves away with my .22 caliber pistol and my .22 caliber rifle. You think I didn't jump every now and then? You see, at that time, we had a teletype machine that printed the news constantly. And when it printed, you can imagine the noise it would have made, and especially when the carriage slammed back and click, 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 bang. And at night, you thought for sure somebody was walking across the floor. Yeah, those were the days. And then at the same time, I was given the job of digging trenches for the new radio tower that is there now. That tower would not be very good in transmitting if it had not been for all the work I did installing what we call a counterpoise. A counterpoise is a group of copper wires that stretch out from the base of the antenna. I know they stretched out probably 60 feet in all directions. And that was my job of burying that cable and soldering it together with silver solder. Yep, those were the days. Wow. Later on, that's when I first met Merle Hamilton. Merle took delivery of that tower at the railroad yard and brought it over to the radio station. And then the top antenna on that tower is called a pylon. And since I was quite thin then, they said, "Evers, we want you to crawl in that pylon and install the wiring." Well, it was on the ground, of course. And so I did. And there were screws, metal screws, that went through the aluminum antenna. And as I got inside, if I moved just a little bit, I got stabbed by a metal screw. But I got the installation of the wiring was actually copper tubes that I had to solder together inside that pylon, which was well, there's hardly any space to turn. But I did it, and it worked. It worked for a long time until they bought a new antenna. Anyone remember that time? No, I'm sure you don't. That was 1953. Woo, that was a century ago, wasn't it? Okay, let me see what else I can ask you today. There was a company in Marion at the end of Church Street, and they made tickets for different ball games or different stadiums around the United States. Yeah, made them all right here in Marion for games and shipped them out in time that could be sold. And what was the name of that company? It originally was the Westtown Post Office, but later became this company that made football tickets, tickets to, you know, professional sports. Can you name that company? I think I asked this once before and actually found somebody that worked there. It started with the letter A. And the salesman that sold, I'm trying to think of his name. His first name was Charlie. Can't remember the other. Okay, what was the name of that company? At the end of Church, if you'd have went straight west on Church, you'd have ended up inside that building, which once was Westtown Post Office. Got that? 7403-399-44. We're going to pause now for about 2 minutes, and we'll be right back with a final 15 minutes here on WWGH. Your election
Scott,
station.
You know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, and we're back once again with our final 15 minutes, or actually about 13 minutes. Okay, now, I want you to notice today, I think it's in today's newspaper, the Sullivan lady, who you know, whose father was Bob Sullivan of LSY. I worked with him, as I told you, in 1952, and later on, he was hired by Hughes Photography to do the voiceover to film for the company in Mount Gilead that is no longer there. HPM. Been out of business. In fact, the city of Mount Gilead owns the building now, which is crumbling slowly. But it was, now get this, Bob Sullivan had to put the sound directly on the soundtrack of a film. And if you screwed up, it ruined the film. I was the engineer who adjusted the volume and knew right where that sound should go. And so Sully and I sat together at Hughes Photography on West West Center and made that film, and it came out perfect. We didn't have to, we didn't ruin anything. We put the sound directly on the soundtrack of that film, and the purpose of the film, as I said, was for Hydraulic Press Manufacturing Company, and it was an advertisement that they sent out to get jobs from all over the country to make machines that would produce how would you call it? The machines produced forms that were used to shape plastics and other things. It was really quite interesting. But Sullivan and I got it done, got the promotional film done. Now look, the building is crumbling. There's no longer that HPM. Wow. That was all. I'd like to look back at that film. Boy, egads. Time flies. 11:48. Okay, what else from the past? Yeah, there were a lot of things in the past, wasn't there? There was one engineer of Marion County that built bridges. You'll see his name on the bridge abutments a lot of places around the county. That was a long time ago. His son later became the county engineer. His dad was for years, and then after his dad retired, along come this other, his son, and became the county engineer of Marion County. Now, what was his name? I never will forget, though, when I worked at the cemetery, his wife came to me and said, "Charlie, my husband was a veteran of the war, and he has no flag." So I fixed that really quick. I got a flag at his grave, and she was so thankful. Now, something else is coming up. The movie on Midway, the Battle of Midway. I think I told you before that I interviewed the man who they claim was the hero of the Battle of Midway. He was a dive bomber pilot. And because of his excellent work in sinking Japanese carriers, we won the war eventually, and especially the Battle of Midway. And I would love to see that movie, and I will. I think it's going to be on television. The Battle of Midway, featuring two, these brave men, and the story is on the internet, these brave men who were running out of gasoline in their aircraft and ditching in the ocean, surrounded by Japanese subs and aircraft carriers and so forth. But our brave pilots won that battle, especially the one that I interviewed once. He dove right straight down toward a Japanese carrier and bombed the heck out of it and put that carrier out of business. And all these other pilots did such wonderful jobs at their own risk. I mean, they were running out of gasoline. They were ditching in the ocean and fearful that they would be picked up by the enemy. But that movie should be a good one on television here in the near future. 11:51 is the time. 740-3-9-whatever. Okay, it's 11:51. We haven't too much time left in the program this morning. Let me see. I'm looking here at early this year. I had two bratwursts on the 12th of January of this year. I used to keep track of everything. And snow was predicted for January the 12th, naturally. That's a snowy month. Okay, and what was the name of the diner where Denny's Diner is located now? What was the name given to that diner before it became a Denny's? Yes, it was a diner before that. It was once the LK, what'd they call it? It's some title, you know, to give it a title that was a little bit above the average for LK restaurants. Then after they went out, this other company came in. They weren't from around this area, but they did a good job in remodeling the restaurant. After they left, it became Denny's. And apparently Denny's is crowded all the time. Now, one restaurant I saw that was super crowded this weekend was the steak place. Oh my goodness, I was, and it's good to see things like that, knowing that that much business is coming to a facility in the Marion area. And it was just jam-packed. Yeah, it was great. In fact, you almost wonder if someday there won't be another steakhouse in Marion. But this one seems to be doing just fine. 11:54 is the time. Okay, what mountains would you discover or find if you were going through Marion County, headed into Morrow County, in the hilly areas of Morrow County? What mountains will you, are you beginning to go through? And they stretch right on into Pennsylvania, of course. It jumps the Ohio River and goes on from there. I've been there. Okay, or name the ticket company that had a ticket manufacturing company there at the end of Church Street in Marion. It had a different kind of a name. 740-383-9944. Okay. Now let me see. What else can I stump you with? Here's a good one. For a ticket to the, two tickets to the zoo. Oh, wait a second. Hang on. Don't go away. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, that county treasurer, or county engineer you were talking about was Jack Tozier.
Yes, yes, it sure was.
I don't remember his father's name, but he was also county engineer.
Right, yeah.
They lived on, when I was a kid, they lived on Clover Avenue just about three doors from me. And then the father later built a house down here on the corner of Indiana and Clover.
Interesting, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They were...
Jack Tozier built a lot of bridges.
Yeah, boy. Did a lot of work in Marion, the two of them.
Boy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the information.
Okay,
do you want to...
Well,
you want any tickets to the zoo?
No, thank you.
Okay. We'll see ya.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, Jack Tozier. I knew Jack well. He, of course, passed away a long time ago, back in the, 80s. But good guy, and his dad the same way. They were good designers of bridges. Oh, here's another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Good guy. Sambo was Denny's restaurant.
No, it wasn't. Sambo's was located out near Route 23, right where the LK was there. That's where Sambo's was. Because
okay.
Everybody kept saying, no, they can't call it Sambo's. It didn't last long. Okay, well, thanks for your call. Okay, yeah. Yeah, she thought maybe where the restaurant was there, the LK, which, I'll give you that. Let me tell you. It was called Ike's Diner. Ike's Diner. They had me broadcasting there once a week. And little did I know, behind the scenes, they were trying to find out how much food I could eat. And one day, I ate five different breakfasts. Okay, caller, go ahead.
The advertising agency was Ad Sam.
Odd Sam, yes.
And I don't think they just printed tickets. They printed pretty much anything you wanted them to print.
That's right. They were high-class printers. I wonder why they left.
Well, everything moves on.
Yes. Isn't that the truth?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's right. Everything moves on. It's not only Marion. Every town, Galleon. Oh, my goodness. Galleon needs help. Their downtown is so depleted. I keep thinking of Millersburg. Millersburg, almost all those storefronts are filled. Of course, they got a lot of tourist traffic in Millersburg. My goodness. But Marion, well, Bucyrus now came around. They still have some empty storefronts, but they don't look empty unless you really look at them.
they keep them very neatly kept. In other words, there's not trash in their doorways. And I think as a result of all this, Jeff Reeser, the mayor, was elected by a huge majority this time. Okay, so what else haven't I told you? Odd Sam Printing, yes. And Charlie, what was his name? Charlie, I can't remember. The top salesman for Odd Sam. Okay, let me see. Ike's Diner. Schaffner sold records. Hughes Studio did a lot of excellent photography work. And what else? Oh, I could have asked you, what did the radio station, the old MRN station, what was the last thing they did when they used to sign off at night? They weren't on all night years ago. They did something at the very last, at midnight. Go ahead, caller.
Is that Odd Sam Printing?
Yes, it was Odd Sam.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, Odd Sam Printing, yeah, at the end of church. But at the radio station, do you remember when we signed off at midnight, we played something that they do in your church every Sunday? Now, what was it? I still have to look up the explanation. Well, I better quit here. It was doxology. Doxology. Now, what does doxology mean? But we played it every night at midnight and then signed off. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I never asked anybody that question. No,
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and